Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. For Parshas Noach, there's a particular Midrash I want to share with you that I am really compelled to share for reasons that I will disclose shortly. But first, I want to take a look at the Midrash itself. So the Midrash is in Midrash Tanchuma, and it's the first Midrash in Parshas Noach. And it says as follows, Eila todos Noach, Noach, v'gomer, eselokim esalech, Noach. So basically, it's paraphrasing the opening words of our Parsha. So now the Midrash says, Shalosh pamim b'pasuk Noach lama. Why does it say Noach's name three times in this opening words, the introduction to Noach? Ze echad mishlosha shiro shlosha olamos. Because this person, Noach, is one of three people who saw three worlds. Three people who saw three worlds? What was I talking about? So, v'Noach, v'Daniel, v'Iov. It's Noach, Daniel, and Iov. Those three people saw three worlds. Okay, what does that mean? Noach ra olam biyishuvo v'ra'ahu b'chorbanav v'chazav v'ra'ahu biyishuvo. Noach saw the world in a yeshuv as it was settled, and then he saw it b'chorbano in its destruction, and then he saw it biyishuvo as it was resettled after, you know, the new world after they got off the teva. Daniel ra binyan bayis rishon v'ra'ahu charei v'chazav v'ra'ahu banui b'binyan bayis sheni. So Daniel saw the binyan bayis rishon, probably not the actual construction of the first Beis HaMikdash, but he saw the Beis HaMikdash as it was standing, and he saw the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and he saw the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. Iov ra binyan beiso v'chorbano v'chazav ra b'yishuvo, and Iov saw the building of his own home, his family. He saw the destruction of it, as mentioned in discussing the Sefer Iov, and he saw afterwards the yeshuvo, it being resettled, and Hashem giving him new children and a new family and a new home and everything. So these three people saw three worlds: a world of settlement, followed by a world of destruction, and a world of resettlement. Okay, so that's what the Midrash says. Now this is an interesting trio. Never would have thought to put Noach, Daniel, and Iov together. Now, what compelled me to share this Midrash? I mean, there are obviously lessons to learn from it, but I want to get to this question. Why am I sharing this one? Because it happens to be that Hashkacha would have it that this is, I think, sourced in a pasuk that is found in from Nach Yomi this week. Nach Yomi, just a couple of weeks ago, started Sefer Yechezkel. And just a couple of days ago, the week of Parshas Noach, in Perik Yudalad, Pasuk Yudalad, so Yechezkel is prophesying about a destruction that will take place. And then he says, right, Hashem tells him, Ben Adam, son of man, the following. So he speaks of destruction. He says in Yudalad, Yad Yad, v'hayu shloshes ha'anashim ha'ele besocha. And even if there would be these three men among Klal Yisrael, Noach, Daniel, the Iov, even if these three people would be there, Noach, Daniel, and Iov, but tzidkasam yinatzlu nafsham, in their righteousness they would save themselves, Nuum Hashem Elokim, the word of God. And then it continues that there will still be lots of destruction that would take place, but they would survive. These three would survive, and then it keeps referencing them again. And a few seconds later, Ushloshes Hanashim Eila Besocha. And if these three men would be there, keeps alluding to these three men. Then it mentions them again by name in Pasuk Chaf. V'Noach Daniel V'Iov Besocha. And if Noach Daniel and Iov were there, keeps quoting them. And referring to their righteousness which would help them survive the terrible destruction. Then it says, you know, things like that even though they'd be able to save themselves, they would not be able to save their children, and they would suffer destruction, right? And Hashem Elokim lo yatzilu banim uvanos ki heim levadam yinatzelu, only they with themselves would be saved. But this Midrash really seems to be the source of Tanchuma, even though the Midrash Tanchuma does not quote this pasuk, at least in the version of the Midrash Tanchuma that I've seen, does not quote this pasuk in Yechezkel, but I think it has to come from it. It must be the source, and indeed, the Mefarshim on Yechezkel, Rashi, Radak, they do quote this Midrash. So it seems to be connected to to this pasuk in Yechezkel. But what's going on? What are we supposed to learn from this midrash? They saw three worlds. Why does that make a difference? That they saw three worlds. Who's counting the worlds that they saw? Now I think just to understand what the midrash is coming from, it doesn't mention our pasuk in Yechezkel, but it starts off quoting how the opening pasukim have the mention of Noach's name three times, and it says this. What do we learn from this? That Noach was one of three people who saw three worlds. So I'm not sure which three goes to which three. Is it the three Noachs allude to Noach is actually one of a trio? And the next, and Daniel and Eov are the other two of the trio. So there's the first Noach, and it alludes to Noach himself, and the second Noach is to Eov, is to Daniel, and the third mention of Noach is to Eov. Could be. What seems more likely is that it's actually the we're just focusing on Noach over here, even though you don't see the three introductions to Daniel's name or Eov's name at the beginning of Sefer Daniel or Sefer Eov. But it could be that the three Noachs here refer to the fact that there are three Noachs. That as we learn about Parshas Noach, we introduce the personality Noach, so you should know that there's actually three Noachs. There's Noach pre-Mabel, there's Noach who lived during the Mabel, and there's Noach who lived post-Mabel. And they're actually, even though they might look the same, they all look like Noach, but they're actually three different Noachs, and you need to realize that. Okay, so what's the significance of these three different Noachs? What does that mean? What do we learn from that? So it could be, very actually a traumatic and profound perspective of looking at Noach and looking at and Daniel and Eov as well, that you might say, what do you mean? So they only saw two worlds, really. Basically, they saw a world that was settled and a world that was destroyed, right? Because after that, they see a world that was settled. Isn't that the same world as the first one? So it's really only two worlds. It's a settled world and a destroyed world. They saw this a settled world twice. But it's saying, no, this is actually, they're two different worlds. That there's a world of settled and of inhabitants of life, and that after you see the destruction, so the third world that you see, even though it's being resettled and rebuilt, it's a completely different world. It's a completely different world, and you should not view it as the same Noach. You could imagine some of the trauma that Noach may have had looking at this new world. And there are mifarshim that indicate this such an idea. He comes out of the teva and seeing such destruction and all the people who were killed, and it's very different. It's very different. Even though he's starting new, and thank God he and his sons and his family were able to survive, but it's a different world, and there's a lot of destruction there. And every time he looks at a tree, and every time he looks at people and anything in the world, it's very, very different perspective. And you can imagine the same for Daniel. Daniel, who lived at a time of the first Beis HaMikdash, and then he saw the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and then lived at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, according to this Midrash. And we know, it says in Ezra, that when the Zakenim who remember the first Beis HaMikdash saw the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, they cried. They cried because it couldn't compare to the first Beis HaMikdash. After seeing that destruction and seeing what came out, and with Eov as well, you can imagine, Eov losing everything, losing his family, really losing everything he could possibly have, everything he had, and then after he gets, new children, but it can't possibly be the same. So these three are actually three different worlds completely. A slightly more positive perspective would be that it's not just that they saw three, that there's a lot of trauma in the new world, but there's also a new appreciation, a newfound appreciation for what you have. There's life, and then there's destruction, and there's life afterwards. You view everything differently, and yes, maybe with some trauma and pain and depression, but also a new perspective and a new appreciation for what you do have. And you can imagine the relationship that Eov had with his new children, after having nothing at a point, of the appreciation for having a second Beis HaMikdash after experiencing the Churban, of the new world after seeing everything destroyed from the Teva. So that, I think, is another idea we can see from this. And just one more point of why it needs to include Daniel and Iyov. Why couldn't it just stop at Noach, especially since we only see the triple name by Noach? Why does it have to include Daniel and Iyov? Now, yes, Yechezkel includes it. And by the way, just a support for what I was saying is that what Yechezkel says, quoting, you know, saying in the name of Hashem, is that even if these three people were able to survive, their children would not survive. Or, well, even though Noach's children technically do survive, but they're not able to save others around them. So the Dor HaMabul, was destroyed, and Noach was the survivor with his family. Daniel, there were others who did survive, but there was so much destruction and so many people who did not survive Korban Bayis, and as well as Iyov losing his family before having a new family, develop. But why does it have to include Daniel and Iyov as well? Wouldn't the Midrash basically get the point across just through Noach? But I think that there's actually three different, paradigms that we have. Noach sees a world of destruction, but the world of destruction that he sees, the world that's destroyed, is actually a world, is an olam. He sees the entire world was destroyed. Everything except for what was inside the teva was destroyed. Now, the next level is Daniel. Daniel sees a world that's destroyed, but Daniel's world that's destroyed is actually just the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, it's not just the Beis HaMikdash. It's also Eretz Yisrael, it's Klal Yisrael, but it's just the life of one nation. It's not the entire world. Now, granted, Klal Yisrael is a particularly important nation and perhaps the focal point of the world and something Hashem gives particular attention to, but it is only one nation at the end of the day, as opposed to the entire world. And you go more, zoom in a little bit more for Iyov, and Iyov, it says that he saw Binyan Beso, right? Binyan Beso, his house, his own home. It wasn't the entire world. It wasn't just a little nation. It was just his home. But that was an entire world, that he saw of destruction and of rebuilding. And, just this perspective, especially if you understand that the opening words of Noach, Noach, Noach could allude to Noach, Daniel, and Iyov, that each one, whether it's his nation or it's his own home, that's like a world of its own. These are just some interesting points I wanted to derive from this midrash that I felt like I had to share this week in honor of Yechezkel Nachyomi. And hopefully we should, keep these ideas in mind and grow from them. And we shouldn't have to see any destruction, but be able to appreciate the settlement and the building that we see around us, to develop a deeper perspective, seeing things around us and being able to appreciate them as we have them. We should be able to have them, for good. Have a beautiful Shabbos.